Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
I think maybe I've heard other insiders hint at this. I don't know if I've heard anybody put it quite this way. Mark basically said that Steelers management knew that this trade would make them look bad. That this would not make them look good, same thing. And that they didn't want to trade him. What changed it for them was the fact that basically all of his teammates hated his guts and were done with him and, to quote Mark, didn't trust him anymore. So this was player-driven. This is almost the opposite of stupid Rudy, where all the guys go in and say, you know, we're not going to play unless Rudy plays. It's
sounds like they were ready to call a code red on the guy like a few good men.
Yeah. And I thought Starkey, and I listened to a lot of that conversation when I was driving in after the gym today, I thought Starkey made a good point. And his point was, and I think Joe generally is on the side of the Steelers made the right decision, but he couldn't help himself to say, okay, Mark, if it went down this way, who the hell cares what these guys in this Steelers locker room had to say about it or thought about it? Because none of them have won anything. It's not 2011 here. It's not 2006. It's not during that era of Steelers football. We're talking about guys that have underachieved, and the only ones who know about winning are the guys you've brought in from the outside. And so if Khan wanted to keep him, and Tomlin was not against it until he learned or found out how his players thought of Pickens, to me, that's not a good enough reason to do it, especially if Mark's right, where management's like, yeah, this is a bad trade. We're not getting good value here. We're better off with this guy. But apparently, like, the interpersonal work relationship, like the office drama with George Pickens, is just too much for us to bear, even though we're paying our head coach almost $20 million to be a relationship guy. A player's coach. And I don't mean the players always walk all over him. I mean, he's supposed to be able to navigate the trickiness of when guys don't like each other and stuff breaks out where there's ill will and hurt feelings and guys are pouting and getting pissed off about playing time and everything else. That's what's supposed to make Mike Tomlin
he's
great.
He's paid to be sandpaper for that and smooth it all out.
Yeah.
We talked yesterday. One of the things you brought up to me to try to get me to say, hey, they should have probably done this differently, was they could have just started the season with him, and if it was going to go belly up, traded him at the deadline. You're going to get less in return at that point, probably because some other team is going to say, well, they're trading him because they have to, so that drives the price
down.
And
it's not a 17-game thing.
It's not a 17-game thing. There's a bunch of factors and whatever, and maybe that other team would say he's a bigger risk. We've seen it.
Uh-huh.
It seems to me that if maybe that was their initial plan, they feel like getting this report back from the team is that is preemptively, right? Already the version of, well, this isn't working out. I do agree with you, though, that the relationship builder and the smooth it out guy head coach should be able to, at the very least, keep the waters from, you know, keep the pot from boiling over until some actual games get played. And then the other thing that comes up here is, was it all of his teammates Was it one of his soon-to-be teammates in Aaron Rodgers?
Was it just the leaders on the team, in air quotes?
Yeah, was it like, was it your Watt, Hayward, Rodgers triumvirate there? Hayward, in the meantime, is embroiled in his own situation in the offseason.
Right.
Watt is, I think, a guy that...
Watt had his own business to take care of, too. The guy put up an Instagram post with a peace sign.
Is it just Rodgers and what Cabali's hearing is really a cover that just the new QB did not want anything to do with him? And I do believe the idea, for the record, independent of like whether they should have allowed any of this to actually sway their decision-making. I am inclined to agree with Joe. Like, what the hell have any of these guys won to say all this? I do think, though...
And when did it get democratic, by the way, where like the 53-man...
Right, just
locker
gets
room.
To suddenly make decisions for the roster.
Right. We don't want to play with this guy anymore. Too bad.
It's plausible
you work
that,
for us.
Yeah, I do think it's plausible that most of them hated his guts.
Agreed.
But I'm sure some of those guys didn't particularly care for Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Many of them even. The quarterback at the time, namely chief among them.
Yeah.
And they kept him because he was great.
And Pickens was not that here, but he's obviously turned
into that. He's not Antonio Brown, and I'm not going to get prisoner of the moment in here and go, oh, he could be close. He's not. He's closer to AB than he is just like a league average wide receiver in terms of ability. And you're seeing that on display with a good quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
The other part of that I get a little bit angry hearing is, well, he would just go radio silent.
Isn't that a good thing?
They play a game on Sunday. Well, I mean, they have to go watch tape on Mondays, and they wouldn't see him or hear from him on Monday. He'd be off Tuesday, and then they'd get to Wednesday, and he would just show up. So he'd like blow off, which I'm pretty sure is mandatory. He would not show up to watch film
on
Monday.
Then that's on the coach, by the way.
I was just
that's on the coach.
Going to say that. Yeah, it's unprofessional on Pickens' part, but can we have the coach?
Bench him for the first drive of every game if he keeps doing it. Bench him for two drives. Brian effing Schottenheimer, who is by no means seen as some strong figure as an NFL head coach, benched both of his two best receivers for a drive to start a game for a team that at least plausibly is trying to still compete and make the playoffs. They seem to go out there after that. Now, I think Prescott being good has something to do with this. They both went out there and still played a professional game. Pickens had a really good game.
I just be more a head coach and be more of a boss and be less of a friend than a big brother.
I think I think Mike is sometimes afraid with a guy like Pickens who's that good and on a team with that few playmakers. I think in that case, he was probably afraid of alienating him. If it goes sideways, it's going to hurt Mike's ability to win games. I'll go back to what I said yesterday. That's the lack of him doing anything to Pickens in this setting is another example of him not trying to build and plan and do culture stuff. I'm trying to win games. If pissing off my best receiver by benching him because he did something objectively bad against team rules, like didn't show up and no-showed something, is going to hurt my chances to win X, Y, or Z football game, I'm not going
to
do it.
Donnie, what's your reaction that they didn't want to trade him, but they were forced to do it because the locker room hated George Pickens?
Yeah, I don't really care for it, and Mark has actually texted me during the segment. He said he brought that up several times before, that it was the players that pushed him out and not the front office.
Do you remember? I mean, maybe he...
I don't remember him saying that to us.
I said he's danced around it, but I don't remember him saying it as strongly as he did today.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it was made clear by everybody that was in the building every day that...
Guys didn't like him, yeah. I didn't know that...
Like that, and... Like, oh, it was a lot worse than it seemed in the outside. But, no, I think Joe made a good point when he said well, these guys haven't won a damn thing. Why are they dictating terms here? Because they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the decisions of the team should be made by the front office.
Doesn't this go back to another thing we've heard about Mike from former players, like Harrison has said it? He doesn't want to have hard conversations. For a guy that is seen as such a leader of men type of person, right?
Yeah.
The ultimate leader of men, maybe in football, if you listen to the national media.
Right.
Being a leader of very egotistical, like alpha dog type personalities involves hard conversations.
I want to just say one thing about like the player vote or the player's opinion of Pickens mattering. If you had Joe Burrow, or if you had Josh Allen, or if you had Patrick Mahomes, and they went to their coach in front office and said, I just don't want to put up with this guy anymore. You know what? Honestly, instead of saying tough, do it, I would say, fine. You're our bell cow. You're our
make it work. We're going to do it, but make it work.
No, I would say if I had a star quarterback like that, he doesn't want to play with George Pickens anymore, I would be inclined to get rid of George Pickens.
No, that's what I mean. I'd say we'll get rid of him, but you better make it work in his absence.
Sure, and I would trust that quarterback to do so. They don't have a guy like that here. I honestly don't care what TJ Watt thinks of George Pickens or Cam Hayward. I don't.
Who's? I mean, because right now George Pickens is having a better year than either of those guys.
And look, I mean, everyone can basically draw the same inference. Aaron Rodgers didn't want to play with George Pickens. Okay, you're 41 years old. He wasn't that bad in New York last year. He also didn't win. They won more games with Zach Wilson 2 years ago than they did with Aaron Rodgers last year. All right, he's not untouchable anymore. It wasn't Tom Brady leaving New England for Tampa Bay to come here. He had failed in between. Yes, he got hurt. But he wasn't coming here, in my opinion, to call. And for the most part, he hasn't called many shots. MVS still isn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me like this is one he may have had huge say in. And honestly, like, I don't think I would just do it to make Aaron Rodgers happy and get him to sign the dotted line here. I just don't believe that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.